Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. WFAN Sports Radio. If you wanna be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on the Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
Yo. How you doing on this rainy, rainy, rainy Friday afternoon here in New York City? Beningo and Roberts here in the afternoon. Joe will return on Monday. It's like we're playing tag team wrestling because I'm out, he's in, and we reunite for what could be a huge week of sports. What will be a huge week of sports? The return of baseball in a couple of weeks, the return of the NBA, the return of everything. The return of sports. At least that's the plan. We are broadcasting live from the Town Fair Tire Studio, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. It is pouring outside. I realized about 10 minutes before the show that I had left something outside. And so I quickly went into my backyard, got what I needed to get, covered it, and came back in. And I am soaking wet. So I am doing the show a little bit wet. And that's okay. That's fine. You know what? It's not the worst thing in the world. It actually felt pretty good. It's a little refreshing outside. And it is supposed to be bad all day long. The winds are going to pick up. We got a tropical storm warning. So it is a real summer stormy kind of day. But it does look like the weekend's going to be good. So that's a positive. When the show ended last night, I ate dinner. And then usually, you know, my wife and I put our son to sleep, talk a little bit about our day, watch Riverdale. She passes out. I end up on YouTube. We actually ended up talking about Steve Cohen for a decent amount of time last night. And then somehow, my wife and I don't sit there talking sports a lot. I got to tell you, she's not that interested. She supports me. She supports my passion, but you know, she's not exactly a big sports fan. But what was funny is we're talking about Steve Cohen, and then it turned into a debate. I'm literally debating my wife about Barry Bonds. And how it got there, it makes sense how it got there. It started off with, hey, how was your day today? I said, oh, it was pretty good. And I mentioned, you know, a couple of people have called up the last few days, and it's a fair question. They say, hey, Evan, you feel dirty about Steve Cohen at all? And my honest answer is no. He's a billionaire, and he's going to buy the Mets a lot of really good players. At least that's my hope. So any violations he's had in the past, I just don't think that much about it. Well, same thing when Mikhail Prokhorov bought the Nets. I'm not doing an investigation into how he got his money. I don't care. I'm not exonerating him from what he did, but as a sports fan, our concern is what an owner does to invest in their team. So I was explaining, I was like, hey, you know, it's good questions, but I'm honest. Like, as a fan, I don't really care. And she said, oh, what did he do? And I, you know, we Google it and we're reading about it. We're talking about it. And then she says, I'm in favor of Cohen. I'm not as much in favor of A-Rod. And I said, oh, really? Well, my reasoning for not being a big fan of the A-Rod J-Lo buy has nothing really to do as much with who Alex is. It has more to do with the fact that Cohen is a billionaire. And so if he purchases the New York Mets, he's clearly got the money to go buy baseball players. I don't know about that with this A-Rod J-Lo group. They've put together a lot of buyers together. to bid the $1.7 billion that was mentioned last night, and it's going to have to get higher if they're going to buy this team. And then when they purchase the team, as much as Alex is going to want to win, as much as Alex is going to want to beat Derek Jeter, there is no guarantee that they're going to have the wherewithal to go sign Mookie Betts, just to use him as an example, or go sign JT Realmuto. There's no, I don't know if that's going to happen. And her big argument was that he cheated using steroids. And that's how it got to the Barry Bonds debate. And I'm talking about, well, Bonds was the greatest player I've ever seen. And she's like, but he was chemically enhanced. And it's just, it's not a debate I'm used to with my wife about it. But we were, we got into it. I don't know who won it. I don't know who won the debate, but I made my point that I've made for years about Bonds, that I would put him in the Hall of Fame. She would not. She said she would not vote for Barry Bonds in the Hall of Fame. So if my wife ever got a Hall of Fame vote, Bonds is in trouble. But as far as Cohen is concerned, there is a part of me that doesn't want to get too excited, because I remember what January and February was like. And what it was like for me and a lot of other Met fans was these fantasies about the Mets, who for the last 10 years has really operated like a middle market team. It's too harsh to say they've been a small market team, but they've been a middle market team. But we all started to envision what it would be like to be run by Steve Cohen, that it would be like the Yankees, that it would be like the Dodgers, that they would be in on every free agent. And, I think a lot of us started talking big. I did, and I felt bad about it. Like, we're going to sign this guy, and we're going to sign that guy, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. All this, dream scenario. And then out of nowhere, it just went away. Out of nowhere, it just disappeared, because Steve Cohen and Jeff Wilpon had a he said argument back in February. And then the fantasy of the New York Mets being bought by this billionaire owner kind of went out the window. So as we sit here today, the day after the bidding, and reports have come out last night by Thornton McInerney, who we've got on a few times, and Charlie Gasparino, that Steve Cohen has placed the highest bid. And I'm not surprised by that. He's got the most money. And he wants the team. If you were willing to spend $2.6 billion on this team 6 months ago, where you weren't even going to get to control the team for the first 5 years, and you already own 8% of the team, and you are a Met fan, I can't imagine that even the state of affairs in this country and the state of affairs in business, and certainly the state of affairs of baseball, would change that want, that passion to buying the baseball team. So, of course he's involved. Of course he's still in it. But after what we saw back in February, after learning about the bitterness from both sides, and then even this little sentence that I read at the end of that New York Post article that Thornton wrote last night, in which he writes, Mets COO Jeff Wilpon would prefer to sell the team to J-Rod if their offer is close to the best bid at the end of the auction, several sources said. That also stays in my brain, because as much as I always think, and I say this with free agent contracts, and I certainly think this with bidding and selling a baseball team, as much as I think money always wins out, there are these rare occasions, when it doesn't. Now, there's rare occasions where a free agent will take less money, a little bit less money, but they'll take less money. I still find it really hard to believe that the Wilpons, who have run this team and have owned at least parts of this team since 1980, would actually turn away a few hundred million dollars over a bitterness towards Steve Cohen. And maybe, and I know Joe would think this, you could ask him on Monday, I guarantee he thinks this, that the Wilpons would almost stick it to us, knowing how excited Met fans are about the prospects of a billionaire owner, of a guy coming in here and spending a fortune and really making the past administration look bad. Let's be honest. That's what would happen. That's a part of why 96% of sane-thinking Met fans are dreaming about Steve Cohen. Because he's going to do things that the Wilpons never did, that there's a part of a guy like Joe and myself who thinks, you know what, maybe Jeff Wilpon's going to try to give us a, yeah, you're so happy. You know what? You're not getting Stevie Cohen at the end. With that said, if Cohen's bid is not only the highest, but then he's really willing to spend $2 billion on SNY, which is, no offense to SNY. I have it on right now. I'm watching Game 6 of the 86 World Series. SNY is a one-trick pony. It's got the Mets. That's it. Is it really worth $2 billion? And maybe it is. Now, I don't know enough about the TV network, what they're worth industry. But if you are the Wilpons and you could turn the New York Mets and SNY into $4 billion, and that's significantly more than Harris can put together, than A-Rod, J-Lo could put together, then you'd have to think the highest bid's going to win, and the highest bid's going to be Steve Cohen. But I read that sentence, and it haunts me. Let me read it again, just so you could put it in your brain and think about it. That parting gift from the Wilpons. Can't you see it? That parting gift, that, hey, all right, we're gone. You finally got rid of us. My parting gift is, I'd prefer to sell the team to J-Rod if the offer is close to the best bid at the end of the auction, several sources said. And again, I'm not telling you that J-Lo and A-Rod and Rapoli and Viola, I'm not saying they're going to be the worst owners. And I think most of us would agree, yeah, we'll take them over the Wilpons. We'll take our chances. But on paper, Steve Cohen is the dream. And it's obvious why. He's the dream because he can spend the most. And don't waste your time telling me, yes, but spending the most doesn't guarantee success. We all know that. We get it. We understand it. You got to hire the right people. Absolutely 1,000,000,000%. And is there a possibility that 2-3 years from now, we're going to be ripping Steve Cohen as a bad owner? Sure, it's possible. But on paper, he is clearly the best bet. Clearly. Because he's got the cash. Because he's got the money. But he's going to have to outbid everybody. And he's going to have to leave no doubt. Because you can't make it close enough to give Jeff Wilpon the opportunity to say, you know what, Stevie? We're not giving it to you. And we're going to stick it to you. And we're going to stick it to Met fans. Because it would be a stick to Met fans. To go from the possibility of a billionaire owner who just buys paintings because they're pretty and drops a ridiculous amount of money. And the fantasies that we all have of Mookie Betts and JT Realmuto and Francisco Lindor and Nolan Arenado. And I'll just stop there. And also, and I pointed this out yesterday, and this should not be forgotten because this is important. Also, the fantasy of keeping your own guys and never having to worry about it. Because that's a big factor here. And I compared that to the Yankees because it's true. Outside of a few examples where the Yankees have made decisions to let guys walk away, like Robinson Cano a few years ago, you never have to worry about money being the reason that they're not going to keep core players. They always kept Mariano. They always kept Derek Jeter. It got dicey, but they kept Bernie Williams. And I think when you look at, not Giancarlo, but Aaron Judge and Gleyber Torres and Gary Sanchez, they won't let the Giancarlo contract or the Gerrit Cole contract keep them from keeping those players. The Mets have more of a mixed record in that regard. So knowing the money is there, and that's the certainty you get with Steve Cohen, of course he's the best option. And, you know, last night after I had this discussion and I was thinking about it more and more and I saw the tweets about Cohen's bid and I got excited, but then I reminded myself, don't get too excited. I actually started reading something because I had forgotten what happened. And what I'm referring to is what happened back in 2002. As you remember, if you're old enough to remember or you know the history of Met ownership, it was Wilpon and Doubleday. Like anytime we ever talk about the Mike Piazza trade, it's usually brought up, yeah, Mike and Chris pushed for the trade, but it was Nelson Doubleday that pushed for it, maybe over Fred Wilpon. And I looked back at how the Wilpons got the entire team because they were partners for a while. It was always Doubleday and Wilpon, Doubleday and Wilpon. And I forgot how bitter it got at the end between Nelson Doubleday and Fred Wilpon. How they went to an independent source with baseball to say how much are the Mets worth and Nelson's going to get half of that from the Wilpons to buy them out. And so there were two things that were really interesting about this. Number one, how bitter it got between the two sides. And it was ugly. And it didn't make Nelson Doubleday look very good, by the way. I take my biases aside. I think most of us are biased against the Wilpons because they've owned the team solely since 2002. So you kind of forget about Nelson Doubleday. You don't think much about him. But looking at what was written about it at the time, in fairness, Nelson didn't look great. He was claiming there was a conspiracy against him. He was ripping baseball. He was ripping Fred. But more than that, he was going after the commissioner and later apologized about it, tried to backtrack it. But the Mets' value was like $400 million. And I'm not surprised by that number. Obviously, 2002 is a long time ago. But think about And I know the Mets have had their financial issues over the years. I get it. Think about what they're worth now. They are going to be able to sell the team. Now, forget the network. They're going to be able to sell the team for $2 billion, maybe more. That number may go up because the bidding isn't over yet. That was the first round of bids. They will turn what was giving Nelson Doubleday about $170 million in 2002 and how they initially bought the team. And I think they initially bought the team for like $60 million back in the early 80s. And they're going to sell it for $2 billion. Generations and generations of Wilpons are going to be taken care of. So if I'm them and I hear $2 billion from Steve Cohen, I'm like, let's make a deal. Let's get this thing done. At the end of the day, I think the bidder who bid the most will get the New York Mets. And I think that bidder will be Stevie Cohen. But there is a small part of me that worries that that comment that I just read about, hey, if it's up to Jeff, he'd prefer to get it to A-Rod and J-Lo, is a part of me that thinks about that in the back of my mind. And you also don't want to get too excited. February was an exciting time. It's crazy how Joe being on vacation has felt the circle of life on all of this. Joe was on vacation in February when the news came out. Our buddy KFC Barstool and Clem, I think, were the first ones to report that there's trouble in paradise. And then within a few hours, whole thing falls apart. By the time Joe got back, he even said, look, I was on the golf course playing. I didn't even realize the whole thing fell apart. And I have to tell him that. And here we are, how many months later? 5 months later. And even though you knew Cohen was lurking, that's not a surprise that he's been lurking. But on this day, it feels more likely he's going to get the team than it ever has since the month of February. But keep your fingers crossed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.